Nesechtes Bar Basra, Daf Kuftes, 8 lines from the top of Daf Kuftes and Aleph, and the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak on Daf Kuftes and Aleph stated, Yesh Neichlun Manchilin, Ha'av V'sabonim V'abonim Sa'av, that a father inherits from his son and is married to his son as well. And the Gemara stated that it's clear from the Psukim and Pashas Pinchas that the son inherits from his father. However, the only way that we know that a father inherits from his son is based on a drasha, and 3 lines from the top of Daf Kuftes and Beis, the Gemara brought a Brisa, as the Tanya we learned to the Brisa, She'ir Ze'av, when the Pasuk and Pashas Pinchas states, "Vim in achim la'aviv unesatam estach losi l'sheira hakarvi lavim mishpachtoi v'yorish eisa v'haisel bnei yisrael chukas mishpat kashetziva Hashem es Moshe." And we learn out that the word sheira refers to a father, milamid she'av kodem la'achin, and we also learn that a father takes precedence over brothers, and yachliyei kodem la'bein, and you would think that a father would take precedence before his child as well. And if Reuven dies, then his father Yaakov would be yorish him prior to his son Chanoch. Talmud Loima, the pasuk states hakarv, and we learn out Karv Kaidim, and as we already mentioned, that this pasuk is written Shalik Sidron. We already saw that the Gemara taught us that if a person dies, the order of Yerusha for their blood relatives is their son comes first, then their daughter, then his father, then their brother, and finally his father's brothers or his paternal uncles. And the Gemara already explained why a person's sons takes precedence over a person's brothers, as the pasuk states, Hakarv Karv Kaidim, and his son is Kamtachas Aviv Liyad L'Stei Achuza, while although a brother is Kamtachas Achiv L'Yibam, but the Gemara stated, Klum Yesh Yibam El B'makam She'im Ben, Ha'B'makam She'im Ben Ein Yibam, and therefore we understand why his son takes precedence over his brothers, and that is also why his son takes precedence over his father, as his son serves as a replacement for his father, B'negei Yud and B'negei Estei Achuza, while the father never serves as a replacement for his son. And finally, we saw in Daf Kuf Tesim Aleph that the Gemara pointed out that just like a son takes precedence over a father, a person's daughter also takes precedence over their father, and as the Gemara stated, Kivin L'Inyan Yibam Beno Bas Ke'adodinenu, and the Gemara now continues that although we just explained why a person's son and why a person's daughter will take precedence over his father, we know that a person's brothers do not take precedence over his father. And for example, if Reuven dies and he did not have any children and they didn't have any children either, then we know that Yaakov would be next in line for Yerusha, and only if Reuven's father Yaakov is not alive, then his brothers Shimon and Levi will be able to receive Yerusha from Reuven. The Gemara now asks, Ve'ima she'ir zeh, why don't we say that the word she'iri that it says in the pasuk refers to a father being Yerush's child, and maybe it's teaching us that a father takes precedence over his brothers, meaning over Yaakov's brothers, which are of course Reuven's uncles, but who said that Yaakov would actually take precedence over Reuven's brothers? And as the Gemara states, that you may think that Yaakov would actually take precedence over Reuven's own brothers, and we know that Reuven's brothers are come tachta of Libum, and therefore, certainly a person's own brothers are closer to him than his father, as his father doesn't replace him for any halachos. Therefore, as Rashbam points out, that the order of the psukim will be as follows: Unasatam es nachlosi le'echov, v'im ein lo achim, unasatam es nachlosi le'sheirai, v'im ein lo she'er. And if he doesn't have a father, unasatam es nachlosi le'achi aviv, v'im ein achim le'aviv, hakar ve'lo mishpachto v'yorishayso. And the Gemara answers: Achei ha'av le'tzvichi kra, achei ha'av mikoyach man ka'asul mikoyach av. Certainly, koyav that if Reuven's father Yaakov is still alive, would you think it makes sense that Yaakov's brothers would yashin from Reuven? Rashbam explains that if this would be the proper order, if when Reuven dies without children, then his brothers would take precedence, and then his father, and only if Yaakov already died, then Yaakov's brothers would inherit Reuven, then the Torah wouldn't even have to say the word she'irai, as it wouldn't be teaching us any chiddush, as certainly if the Torah tells us Yaakov's brothers, who are the uncles of Reuven, yashin Reuven, and certainly as we can understand, Yaakov's brothers are not as close of a relationship to Reuven as Yaakov is Reuven's father, and the only reason why Yaakov's brothers have any relationship to Reuven is only Mikoyach Yaakov. And even if the Torah did not say the word She'irai, after it told us that Yaakov's brothers receive Yerusha from Reuven, we would certainly know that, and we would understand Misvara that Yaakov inherits Reuven prior to Yaakov's brothers and prior to Reuven's uncles, and therefore, by the fact that the Torah states the word She'irai, it must be that's being mechadish to us, that certainly Yaakov takes precedence over his own brothers, but not only does Yaakov take precedence over his own brothers, he would also inherit prior to Reuven's own brothers and prior to Yaakov's children. And although we already stated that Reuven's brothers are come tachas achav liyibum, and therefore they have a closer relationship to Reuven as they replace him at least for Yibum, and Reuven's father could never serve as his replacement, that's why the Torah states the word she'irai to teach us that a father yashins his child, and therefore it must be the Torah's mechadish to us that the father takes precedence over Reuven's brothers. And let's read the Rashbam from 5 lines from before it gets wide. Hilchach le'nichtav she'irai el l'kadim achav shel meis del kadim achiyav k'vashem min alei m'may da'oma v'im'in lo'y achim nesatam nesach loser l'achiyah aviv harei k'misha kosev v'im'in lo'y achim nesatam nesach loser l'aviv v'im'in lo'y ab nesatam nesach loser l'achiyah aviv hilchach le'nichtav she'irai el l'chadish v'leima she'yikdim le'echad mehani d'kosel el u'manu achiyah meis she'im bonav del kadim achiyav lo'y shedin le'y del tzorach k'dapricious. And Rashbam continues that even though the Torah says the word she'irai, but certainly it's only telling us that you should put him one step ahead, and the Torah is not teaching us that the father of the mace takes precedence over the mace's own children. And as Rashbam states, "Lekadim es benoyves bita shel mace le'aminon shrei krevi le'mace yosim and achin kadamaron hilchach shadin le'achin shel mace lekadim av lebonav liyushes benoy desalkadat chamin yekadmu ohem sharei komen tachas achayim liyibum mashein kim ba'av." The Gemara continues and asks, "Vakroy lav hachik sibi le'mace the psukim are not written in this order as the chsiv as the pasuk states v'im in achim le'aviv unesatim esnach loser l'sheira karvi lov mishpachtoy v'yorish oisa." And as Rashbam points out, we should have stated even though only receive Yerusha based on the koyach of their brother and based on the koyach of the father of the mace, but maybe the Gzeiras HaKosev is actually trying to teach us that the uncles of the mace take precedence over the father of the mace. And the Gemara answers, like a sibling CV, although you're right that based on the order that the Pesukim are written, it would seem that a father should come after his brothers. However, Lamaisa, the Pasuk also states Akariv, and we learn out Akariv Karav Kaidim, and we have to look at each person and see who is closer to the mace. And therefore, clearly, the Torah is telling us that Benegei Yerusha, we always have to make sure that the person in the closest relationship actually receives Yerusha prior to the next person. And as Rashbam states, U'ma'atzbacha tesada isam kafir kurvasan, and the Torah is actually giving us the chiyav to go and figure out who has the closest kurva and who is the closest relationship. And therefore, the proper order should really be that if Reuven dies, his sons should yashin him, and if he doesn't have any sons and no yotze chalatzein, then his daughters should yashin him, and then their yotze chalatzein, and if he doesn't have any daughters or yotze chalatzein, then his own brothers should yashin him, and then his father, and then his uncles. However, if this would be the order, then there would be no reason to write the word she'irai after the Torah tells you that Reuven's uncles receive Yerusha from Reuven, as the only reason why they're receiving Yerusha is only mikoyach Reuven's father Yaakov, and therefore it's pashut that the word she'irai is teaching us that although generally we should follow our seichel, we should make the order of all the yarshim. However, the father of the mace should be moved up one place. If Reuven dies without any children and without any grandchildren, then Reuven's father will yashin, and only afterwards will his brothers yashin, and then his uncles. The Gemara continues, "B'hai tana ma'isla mahocha." Following Tana learns that a father has precedence over the brothers of the mace from the following drasha. Tanya, as we learned in the brisa, as zu dorish Rabbi Shmuel bar Beisi. Rabbi Shmuel bar Beisi made the following drasha as the pasuk and Pashas Pinchas states, "Del b'nei Yisrael tadabe lema ish kiyamus u'ben einloi v'avata misnach lasi l'bitoi." The word v'avata is mashma that even though there's another karev that is alive, you will still take it away from that karev and you'll give it to the daughter of the mace. And Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi Dashin b'makam bas atamav v'nachla menav, that when there's a daughter, then you remove the nachla from the father and you don't give the nachla to Reuven's father, and instead you give it to his daughters. V'atamav v'nachla menav v'makam achin. However, if Reuven dies and he doesn't have children, but he does have brothers, then the brothers would not take precedence over their father, and the father would have the right to take Yerusha from Reuven prior to Reuven's paternal brothers. And let's keep in mind that Rashbam points out that not only is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi arguing on the previous Tana and explaining that how do we know that a father is koidim l'achav shel meis, and it's not from the word she'irai, and instead it's from this drasha of Vavata, but the Sefri continues that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi actually argues on a Tana completely, and he doesn't learn that the way that we know that a father yashins his son is from the word she'irai, and instead the Sefri brings this from a Kal V'chaimah, as the Sefri states, "U'minayin sha'av yerish amr Kal V'chaimah," and the Kal V'chaimah that the Sefri brings down, since the Torah tells us that the brothers of the mace yashin the mace, and the only way that the brothers of the mace have any relationship to the mace is only because they all have the same father, therefore certainly their father has a right to be yerish Reuven as well. And the Chayyot's Pashat that you can't ask that why do we need the word Vavata to teach us that Yaakov has precedence over Reuven's brothers, if the Maisa, this should be based on a Svara, as since the only way that Reuven's brothers actually receive Yerusha is only because their father receives Yerusha, so L'chair, we should say the same Svara that we said beforehand, B'negei Achei Av, and we should say, Achim Mikoyach Man Ka'asu Mikoyach Av, Koy Av, Koy Yasi Achim, and therefore it should be Pashut that the father takes precedence over Reuven's brothers. However, clearly this is not a problem, as since Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yasi learns this from Kal V'chaimah, then Dai Lov Min Adin Lias Kinidon. Certainly, since we're learning the whole din of the father from a Kal V'chaimah from the brothers, therefore it's Pashut that the father can't take precedence over the brothers, and if anything, they should have the same status, and they should be on the same level, and therefore the Torah has to state the word Vavatim in order to teach us that they're not on the same level, and Reuven's father takes precedence over Reuven's brothers. And the Gemara now continues and asks a question on the drush of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yasi, Ve'ema B'makam Bas Atamav V'nachlam V'nachin. Maybe the word Vavata is just telling us the double Pashut. If Reuven died and he didn't have any sons, then even though his brothers are still alive, you should make sure that you don't give the Nachla to his brothers. Instead, you should give it to his daughters. And this would be a very reasonable way to explain the Psukim, as Lemaisa, the Pasuk talks about a person's brothers, and the Pasuk doesn't talk about a person's father at all. And we continue on Daf Kuf Tesem and Beis, V'yatimavu Nachla Menav Afidu B'makam Bas. But since the Pasuk doesn't talk about a father at all, so potentially a father would actually take precedence over his daughter, and who said that a father actually comes after the daughter and prior to a brother? Maybe the order would be a son, then a father, then a daughter, then a person's brothers. And the Gemara answers, "Im kein le'nichta v'chmana v'avatim." That if this would be the case, then the Torah should not use the lashon v'avatim, as in all the other psukim in Parshas Pinchas, the Torah uses the lashon of nesina, and as the pasuk states, "Vim ein le'bas unusatim es nachlasi la'achiv, vim ein le'achim unusatim es nachlasi la'chei aviv, vim ein achim la'aviv unusatim es nachlasi la'sheira kari lo mishpachta v'yorishay sa." And it's only in regard to the Yerusha of a daughter that the Pasuk states, Ben Enloi Vavatim Esnachlas Lubitoi. Therefore, it seems that the Torah is being mechadish to us that although there should be someone else that potentially should take Yerusha prior to the daughter, however, the daughter takes precedence over that person, and that person is not the brother, as then we didn't have to use the Lashem Vavatim. Therefore, it must be that the Pasuk is telling us that a daughter takes precedence over a father, but a father still takes precedence over a person's brother. And let's see the bottom Rashbam on the Kuf Tesem and Aleph in Diba Maskel and Cain, where he adds in a bit more, as he states, "Im kein the lugui also hai vavata da achin yasi b'makom she'im bas." That if this pasuk is only trying to teach us that the brother of the mace yashins after his daughters, then lichta vavata, then there shouldn't be any reason that Torah had to write the word vavata. The meila shemin la midikasav it meila bas unisatam es nachlasa la'achav the halai tana koy kesidron ksivi. And Rashbam continues that our tana doesn't learn from she'irai, and therefore there would be no reason for anyone to think that these psukim were written out of order at all. And therefore, when the Torah states for vavatim, it must be telling us that this Rusha should only go to the daughter at this point. If Reuven doesn't have a son and he doesn't have a daughter, then the Rusha should go to his father and only afterwards should go to his brothers. And the Gemara continues, "L'manda nafkale mevatim," and according to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yasi, it learns that a father is Yerush his child from the word vavatim, so hai she'iri my ovelay, so what does he use the word she'iri for? And the Gemara explains, that he needs the word she'iri for the following brisa, as the brisa states, she'iri is yu'ishtai, she'iri refers to a person's wife. We know the word she'ira generally means flesh, k'dechsiv v'hoi l'basa echad, and we know that the Torah calls a husband and wife one piece of flesh, the kasav nami she'irik susabay nasa le'yigra, and it also states b'negei a wife, that you have to support her, and you have to give her clothing, and there's a chiyav v'ayna, and therefore we see the lashon she'ira is used b'negei as someone's wife, and when the pasuk tells us, u'nisatam es nachlas l'she'irai, l'amed sha'bal yerush esishtai, this teaches us that a husband yashins his wife, and he has a right to inherit his wife, and although the pasuk states, u'nisatam es nachlas l'she'irai, and it's mashmor that you're giving an inheritance to your wife, and it's not mashmor that you're receiving inheritance from your wife. However, the Gemara will discuss this on Daf Kufiyadu Alef and Aleph, and the Gemara will bring a machlekes between Abai and Rava exactly how to understand the pasuk. And in our Gemara, the Rashbam brings down the Shita of Rava, the Kasava, Goyin, and Masif, and Vidarshin, Vikari Hochi, and the Satam, and Snachla, Sheiri, Loi, that you should give the Nachla of his wife to her husband, Viyal Flo, Miviyarisho Isa, Lashin Akeva. And we learn it from the fact that the pasuk states Viyarisho Isa, and even though the Pashup Shad and means that you should inherit it. However, since the Torah writes it in Lashon Nekeva, therefore we read it as if it says that he should yashin her, and we learn that a husband should yashin his wife. Gemara continues that previously on the Kuf Chasam Beis we brought to Brisa that she'ira is zu aviv, and therefore the Gemara now asks, and according to the Manda Omar, they learned that a father yashins his son from the word she'ira, hai vavatim my avilei. So why does the Torah change its Lashon and use Lashon vavatim, and it didn't say v'nisatim? And the Gemara explains, he needs it for the following brisa, as Rabbi Omer, Rabbi explains, in regard to all relatives, the Torah uses Lashon Nisina, the Kanem Ben Avata. However, in relation to a daughter, the Pasuk states, Uben Emloi Bavata Misnach Lassel Bitai, and why did the Torah change his Lashon? Rabbi explains, Shein Lachoshim Mavin Nachlo Mishavil Shavit, Alabas, Holo Beno Bailo Yershna Isa, that there's no one else that removes Nachlo from a Shavit and it goes to a different Shavit, aside for his daughter, as if his daughter has a child or she gets married, then there's a possibility that the Yerusha will change from one Shavit to another. And certainly it's quite simple to give an example where if someone's daughter receives Yerusha, that the asset will move from one Shavit to another Shavit. And for example, like we find by Bnei Slavchod, that since they were from Shavit Menasha and their father was not alive, so now that they received the Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael, so if they went and got married to someone from a different Shavit, and for example, they marry someone from Shavit Reuven, then when they die, then the husband will yashin them, and therefore this asset will now go from Shavit Menasha to Shavit Reuven. And similarly, if one of the Bnei Slavchod got married to someone from Shavit Reuven, and then they had a son together, so certainly their son is part of Shavit Reuven, and if she dies and her husband predeceases her, then her son will yashin her, and once again, in this scenario, this asset will transfer from Shavit Menasha to Shavit Reuven. And Ayin Rashbam and Diva Maschel Hil Beno Bayil Yorshin saw, who gives a bit of a different example, going Sarach Bas Asher Shenesua L'Chanech Ben Reuven U'mes Asher B'lei Banim Zecharim V'Yorashtoi Sarach Bitoi U'mesa Sarach V'Yorashu B'noi Bayla Shehem Shavit Reuven Nimsha Shehuspa Nachal Shavit Asher L'Shavit Reuven. And Rashbam points out that this point of the Gemara is going according to the Manda Amar that stated She'irei Zu Aviv, and therefore we don't have a drasha that a husband yashins his wife. And therefore the Rashbam explains that Lefi Rebbe, the way that we know that a husband yashins his wife and a son yashins from his mother is specifically from this drasha of Avatim. However, Zok Rashbam, V'ikka the Darish L'Kamon, Yerusha Benes Imai, Mikra Achrina, as we will see a bit later on, V'Rebbe Darish L'Mahacha, however, Rebbe dashins from here. And the Gemara continues that according to the Tana of the Brisa that we had on Daf Kuf Chasam Beis, She'irei Ze'av, and we learned out that a father yashins from his son, and the Gemara asks, Umay de She'irei Ze'av, then why did you say that the word She'irei refers to a father? The Chsiv, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Achrei Mois, Ervis Achreitz Avicha Lo Yisigale She'er Avicha Hi, and we see the Lashon She'er B'negei a father, so Ema She'irei Zu'aim, then we should also say that the word She'er refers to a mother. The Chsiv, as the next Pasuk says, Ervis Achreitz Imcha Lo Yisigale Kishar Imcha Hi, and L'chei, we should be able to learn from here that a person's father or their mother could yashin them, and it's not only a father that has a right to yashin from their son. And the Gemara answers, Amr Rava, the Rava states, Amr Kra, that the Pasuk in Pashas Pinchas states, Vim in Achim La'aviv, Unusatim Mestach Lassi, L'sheira Karvi Lov, Mim Mishpachta, V'yari Sheisa, V'haisal B'nei Yisrael, L'chukas Mishpa, Kashisiv Hashem Es Maisha. And really, the Pasuk didn't have to say the word Mishpachta, and it could have stated, Unusatim Mestach Lassi, L'sheira Karvi Lov, V'yari Sheisa. L'maisa, we know, Mishpachas Av, Kui Mishpacha, and Mishpachas Eim, in a Kui Mishpacha. And when the Torah uses the word Mishpacha, it refers to paternal Mishpacha, and it doesn't refer to maternal Mishpacha, and therefore a mother can't yashin a child. And the Gemara explains that how do we know that Mishpachas Ab Mekuri Mishpacha, Mishpachas Eimin Mekuri Mishpacha, Yichsiv, as the Pasuk tells us in Pashas Bamidbar, Su'u Es Roish Kol Das Bnei Yisrael, Mishpachaisam Leveis Avaisam, Bemispa Shemais Kol Zachal Gugul Eisam, and therefore we see that the word Mishpacha is Leveis Avaisam, is defined by paternal Mishpacha, and not by maternal Mishpacha. And the Gemara continues with Mishpachas Eimin Mekuri Mishpacha, are you telling me that Mishpachas Eim is not called Mishpacha, but the Pasuk in Shaitim, B'negei Epistle Shel Micha, states as follows, that after Micha set up an idol, then he brought in a priest to go and serve the idol. The Pasuk tells us, V'hi nar mi beis lechem Yehuda, mi mishpachas Yehuda, v'hu Levi, v'hu Garsham. Micha took this young person from beis lechem Yehuda, and he was from mishpachas Yehuda, and he was Levi, and he lived there. And the Gemara continues, and we will be goyis, like the Bach, haguf v'kasha, that l'chered is a steer in the Psukim, as Amr mishpachas Yehuda, that the Pasuk states he was mishpachas Yehuda, al Yehuda asi, v'haksiv, v'hu Levi, and then the Pasuk states that he's a Levi, al Levi asi, so we see that he comes from Shevet Levi. Therefore, Gemara states, alav davu Levi v'im Yehuda, it must be that his father was from Shevet Levi, and therefore he was actually a Levi, and that was a big honor for Micha, that it was a Levi that was serving his Avodah Zarah, and v'im Yehuda, and his mother was from Shevet Yehuda, become mishpachas Yehuda, and the Pasuk still categorizes him as someone from mishpachas Yehuda, so you see that mishpachas Eim is kri mishpacha as well, and therefore maybe a mother should be able to inherit from her son as well. And Rashbam explains, alav davu Levi, l'hachi kar Levi, and that's why they call him Levi, and they didn't say that he was Mishpachas Levi, as someone that comes from the Mishpacha of Levim is certainly called a Levi, and there's no reason to say that he was Mishpachas Levi. The Gemara answers, really this person was Mishpachas Yehuda, and his father was from Shevi Yehuda, and the reason why it says Behu Levi is because his name was actually Levi. And the Gemara Gemara continues that L'chayr, this can't be pshat in the pasuk, as he hachi, as if this would be the pshat in the pasuk, and this person's name was Levi, hiring to call Micha, then why would Micha have been so happy? Why would the pasuk state five psukim later, Vayoyim Micha, ati adaiti, ki yeti vashem li, ki hoyu li alevi l'koyin, and I found a Levi to be a koyin, and bishlema, if this person was an actual Levi, then he was happy that just like in the Beis HaMikdash, the only one that could serve is a Levi, and someone from Mishpachas Levi, so therefore Micha was happy that he has a Levi that was serving his Avodah Zarah. However, if you're going to say that his name was Levi, so what was the great Magla? And the Gemara answers, in this Rami Legavra Dishmei Levi, that in a Chanami, this person was not from Sheva Levi, but even so, Micha was happy that he found a person that's name was Levi, and that itself was a great sign for him, that he thought he was doing something which was proper in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as Rashbam states, B'kachayim Shtabeh, Ki'ilu Havim Sheva Levi, U'lo'im Lav Levi Hu, Elam Sheva Yehuda. The Gemara continues that how can you say that this person's name was Levi, but L'maisa, we know that his name was Yonason, and the Gemara will bring a pasuk in Shaftim. We after Micha set up this Avodah Zarah, so a group from Sheva Dun came, and they forced Micha to give him this Avodah Zarah, and then they used the same priest as their priest for the entire Shevet, and therefore Gemara asks, V'chi Levi Shmai, that was this person's name Levi, but lo Yonason Shmai, but we know that his name was Yonason, Shenem, as the pasuk states, in Shaftim, by Kim Mulhem B'nei Dun, as a Pesel, V'yonason Ben Geshem B'm Nasho, who bon of Hayakainim L'Shevet Adoni, Ad Yoyim Gloi Sa'aretz, and therefore we see that his name was really Yonason, and it must be that when the pasuk says that he was Levi and he was from Yehuda, that it must be that his mother was from Yehuda and his father was from Levi. And once again, we go back to our original question. And l'chayr, we see that mishpachas eim is kriya mishpacha. And therefore, when the pasuk says she'irai, we should say that a person's father and his mother has an ability to yashin him. We will read the Gemara based on the Geirsa of the Bach. The Gemara answers v'chi ben Menashehu, that l'maisa the pasuk says that his name was Yohanan ben Gershom ben Menashe. But certainly Gershom wasn't the son of Menashe. And as the Gemara states, v'aloi ben Moshehu, that l'maisa Gershom was the son of Moshe. The Chassid, as the pasuk states in Divrei Yomim, b'nei Moshe Gershom v'Eliezer. And as Rashbam points out, that maybe he was actually ben Menashe. Maybe this is not the same Gershom that was the son of Moshe. Rashbam explains that in Shoftim, the nun that is written in Menashe is actually written a bit higher than the rest of the word, and therefore it's as if the pasuk states v'Yohanan ben Gershom ben Moshe. And Rashbam also points out that it now makes sense that the pasuk says that he was Levi as he came from Moshe, and therefore he was from Shevet Levi. And therefore the Gemara explains that even so, the Torah calls him ben Menashe, and the reason is El Mitech Sh'es Meis Menashe Toler Hakasub Menashe. But since Yohanan was doing things that were similar to Menashe, who was of course the famous Menashe ben Chizkiah, who was the Melech Yehuda, and he served Avodah Zarah, and therefore when describing Yohanan, who was the priest of the Psalei Shalom Micha, we call him Yohanan ben Gershom ben Menashe, even though he was really ben Moshe. And Hachinam Mitech Sh'es Meis Menashe Da'asim Yehuda Toler Hakasub Yehuda. Therefore, in reality, he was from Moshe, and therefore he was from Sheva Levi, and that's why the pasuk states Levi. But the Maisa, the pasuk states, he was Mishpachas Yehuda, as he did a Maisa like Menashe, and Menashe came from Yehuda. And once again, we mention Sheva Yehuda only based on that fact, but really he only came from Levi, and therefore you have no raya that Mishpachas Aim kriya Mishpacha. The Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Rabbi Shem Beichayim, Mikan Shetayim, Zakal Kalu B'Mekukol, that when we have someone that does something terrible, then we're toilet in someone else that does something that was just as terrible. And that's why when describing the priest of the Psalei Shel Micha, we actually speak about Menashe, and we also speak about the Shevet of Yehuda. Gemara continues, Rabbi Yisrael B'Prina Am Mehacha. Rabbi Yisrael B'Prina says that we learned this idea of Toilin Zakokol B'Mekokol from the following Pasuk in Melachim. And we know that Avshalom was murdered against David HaMelech, and he tried to take over the kingdom. And we also know that right before David HaMelech died, so another son of David, Adoniah Ben Chagis, also tried to take over the kingdom and take the Melucha away from Shlomo HaMelech. And the Pasuk tells us, and during David HaMelech's lifetime, he didn't give Adoniah proper Musa, and he was also very handsome, and he was born to her right after Avshalom. And the Gemara is, Adoniah ben Chagis, Avshalom ben Macha. We know Adoniah was the son of Chagis, and Avshalom was the son of Macha. Therefore, why is the Pasuk states, V'oisi Yolda Achri Avshalom? And the Gemara answers, Alamitech Sh'asa Meis Avshalom, D'omor B'machos, Taloya Kosub Avshalom. And because he also did a similar act as Avshalom, and was murdered in the Machos of David, therefore the Torah was totally him in Avshalom, and compared him to Avshalom, and even though they really weren't born from the same mother, and we will stop over here.